2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and it's Monday, the 17th day of May. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, it's 58 in Ogden, 56 in Salt Lake City.
Start off with a crash on the 21st South Freeway out in West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this morning, it's well past April 15th, but today is officially tax day. The deadline was pushed back because of the pandemic, and a lot of people have been waiting until the last minute.
We begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Amanda, we're typically having this discussion in mid-April, but everything got moved back a little bit. Susan Spears, CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs, says even with the extra time, of course, many people have waited until the bitter end to file.
People tend to wait until the last minute to file, and especially if they owe. You know, it's just human nature.
She says it's important to note that failure to file penalties can add up to 25% of the tax due. But if you do need even some more extra time, there are options available. Specifically, you're asked to file an electronic IRS form by today. Doing that could push the due date all the way back to mid-October. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A lot of people still wait until the last minute to file their taxes. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson continues our team coverage with the results of a survey that tells us why.
According to CNBC, a third of us procrastinate until the very last minute to file our taxes. But those of us who do that have different reasons why. Their survey shows 40% of procrastinators say filing is too time-consuming, 22% say it's too stressful, 10% say they're in no hurry because they're not getting a refund, and 6% are worried that they would actually owe money. But anyone expecting to mail their returns at the stroke of midnight needs to think again. Officials with the Postal Service say they no longer stay open late so people can mail their returns on time. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Several big box stores are changing their mask policies this morning.
Beginning today, Starbucks will join Costco, Walmart, and Trader Joe's, allowing vaccinated customers to go maskless. However, Home Depot and Target are among several companies leaving mask requirements in place.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
The pandemic has changed a lot about medicine, including how people visit their doctor. ABC's Mark Remillard has more.
A nationwide poll conducted by the University of Michigan found 9 in 10 parents were satisfied with a virtual doctor visit for their child. Telemedicine visits increased during the pandemic, and 1 in 3 parents said safety was the primary reason for choosing a virtual appointment. But while 90% said they were satisfied, 77% said they would still prefer in-person checkups in the future. Parents were most comfortable with virtual checkups for minor illnesses and mental health appointments. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Voting rights and Obamacare opinions could be released today from the Supreme Court.
Among the outstanding decisions are on voting rights versus an Arizona crackdown, farm labor union rights, LGBTQ athletes' pay, LGBTQ discrimination versus religious freedom in foster care, and on whether or not to uphold the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. The court is done with oral arguments, and June 30th is the end of its term.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson reporting.
The bodies of two jet skiers who went missing on Utah Lake over the weekend have been recovered. They've also been identified as 33-year-old Jorge Anica and his brother, 21-year-old Manuel Anica, both from West Valley City.
KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
The two were missing out at Utah Lake, a search Saturday night, then again early Sunday. The bodies found about a mile and a half southeast of the Knowles area around 9:30 Sunday morning. Utah County Sheriff's deputies say pending final cause of death, they did not see any sign of injuries and that the two brothers were wearing life jackets. Cold water temperatures, they say, may have been a factor, but the investigation continues. The brothers had set off for some jet skiing Saturday afternoon, last seen around 7 on the water, but never made it home. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Mandatory evacuation orders remain in effect for hundreds of homes after a suspicious wildfire broke out in the Topanga area of Los Angeles County.
The blaze broke out late Friday night in Topanga Canyon. Saturday, though, that fire exploding in size, now standing at more than 1,300 acres and is still 0% contained. LA City Fire says it is suspicious in nature, and they say they are aggressively investigating.
ABC's Leanne Suter reporting.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.